Did you catch the story recently about the energy wave attack on, among other places, around the White House? Feds are checking out at least two possible incidents on U.S. soil, including the one at the White House that was November last year, that appeared to be similar to invisible attacks that led to debilitating symptoms for dozens of U.S. personnel overseas. The one by the White House took place near the Ellipse. That's a large oval lawn on the south side of the White House. Caused one National Security Council official to become sick. Separate 2019 episode, a White House official reported a similar attack while walking her dog in a Virginia suburb just outside of Washington, D.C. Those sickened in those cases reported similar symptoms to CIA and State Department personnel impacted overseas. And officials quickly began to check out all this as a possible Havana syndrome attack, which refers to unexplained symptoms that U.S. personnel in Cuba started experiencing late 2016. Varying set of complaints included ear popping, vertigo, pounding headaches, nausea, sometimes accompanied by piercing directional noise. These stories about some sort of energy weapon being aimed at the White House, U.S. Embassy in Cuba, they triggered my memory and made me think back to something about 10 years ago, there was this string of strange things happening to people in the public who talked for a living. In case you don't, here's some audio reminders. Here's Serene Branson, who at the time, this is back in 2011, was one of the on-location reporters with the CBS affiliate in Los Angeles.
CBS 2's Serene Branson is live at the Staples Center with highlights and backstage coverage we're seeing for the very first time. Serene.
Well, a very, very heavy debatation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go to Terrace look for the bit, the head of the pit.
All right. Here's morning co-anchor Sarah Carlson, again from 2011. She was with WISC-TV. In Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, Wisconsin has officially joined 25 other states in a lawsuit against President Obama's health care reform law. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says Wisconsin is the latest state, including Iowa, Kansas, Maine, Ohio, and Wyoming, to join Florida's suit. The states claiming the exorcist saw unto Sracho and play Bringritz by health urgent.
And not too long after that, here's Dave Barnett from 2012 when he was the play-by-play announcer with the Texas Rangers.
This discussion involving a 2-1 game, the tying run at second, a leadoff single by Chase Headley. Go-ahead run is at fifth on what Adams is insisting on calling it a botched robbery. What actually happened was his henchman took a piece literally out of
I don't have the answer to any of this, but boy, I'd love to hear one.